Source of Kiddush?
Source of Kiddush. What's the Kiddush about? Okay, Kiddush by day, when you look at the cup, any time, I don't think it's only by day, any Shabbos Kiddush, when you're looking at the cup, you should have in mind the Shem Yud K and Aleph Dal Nun Yud, which is Bas Ayin. Right? Koran Adin. Okay. We have again. Yud K is the first two letters of Hashem's name. It's the name of Hashem itself. It's the name with which Hashem made this world and the next. Yud and K. Adni is Din with an Aleph. Dina is the same letters as Adni, which means serious judgment. It's Malchus. This person, you have to bring godliness even into that Din, bring the Aleph into the Din. So we're going to take the Yud, K, and the Aleph, Dal, and the Nun, and the Yud. Ka Adni. So if you take this, and you multiply it by 5, right, plus 2, one for each word, is Bat. 402. We said 5 times Yud, K, Vav, K alone, is Ayin. It's I. That's the first thing. Bas Ayin is the pupil. It also means something very, very precious. We are the pupil of Hashem's eye, as it were, the apple of his eye, as it were. This his eye, Yachol, is always looking at us and protecting us and taking care of us and waiting for us, really, as it were. So that's the first thing of Kiddush. Whenever it's not only the day, if it's a day, he needs Shabbos day in general. That's what one has in mind. Number two, so when you look at the cup, you bring the aspect of Keser. So we'll see in a second, what is this Keser? In a second what the Keser is, like how do you make a form this Keser? But before that, the message is very, very powerful. First of all, it says looking at the Kiddush one fixes your own eyes. Because you draw down protection for your eyes. That's number one. That means you're careful what you're thinking, where your imagination goes. Another thing he says is you're careful not to be too focused on money. Not so focused, not looking, just remember, trying to remember spiritual things. So that's why you have the Mishnah, it's ticket for money. So where you have a blessing, it's Tavla, it's double, Shabbos, through waiting and doing, connected to Hashem, and not worrying so much to do what you need to do, not worrying so much about the one and the when. So that's a very powerful way of draw Parnassa Shabbos, let's take it away. That's this aspect of Keser. You want to get to a place where we're waiting for Hashem. Kata, the Rebbe says, means to wait. The Gemara tells us that when a person wants to do tshuva, they help him. When a person wants to go off, way off, they say, door is open. If you want, go. She says, it's like a guy who walks into the old-fashioned kind of, I forgot what they call it, not a pharmacist, is a better word. I don't remember. Maybe. Pharmacist. And he says, I want some kerosene or something like that. Neft. So the shopkeeper used to walk in with your own bottle. He doesn't want to get any of his hands. It's a horrible smell. He says, yeah, it's in the corner. Take, please. When a person comes in and says, I'd like some balsam. It's a very costly perfume. It lasts a long time. It's very, very nice. So this, he wants it to fall out of his hands. And it falls. It falls. You're working in this store. I mean, you know, it falls. It falls anyway. So why should it fall on the buyer's hands? And he said, okay, give me your container and I'll arrange it for you. Cut there. He says, wait, and I'll take it. And so he takes his thing. So the Rebbe takes it and he says, it means you have to wait. But it's very interesting. The Rebbe explains that the word kate is keser. So when you want to get to keser, you have to be willing to wait. You have to be willing to wait. Look to Hashem, wait. Fixing my eyes, fixing the good things, I have to wait.
So if you want to run off and do something you're not supposed to be doing, like going on the internet and
who knows what. So it says, go! If you want, door's open. No one's going to stop you. It's up to you. But if you want to tshuva kedusha, Rabbeinu explains. He says usually the problem is we're not really on the level. The Rebbe really says it. We're not on the level. We have to wait until we're sweat and blood, as we're waiting and hoping and davening, until we're in a place where Hashem will have rachmanis and we can accept it. We're in a place where we can receive it, and it takes time, and it can be very painful and very difficult, but it can cause a lot of tumultuous feelings, difficult, and we need to just hold on. And that's the beginning of Kes. So we're fixing our eyes, we're fixing the way we look at the world, we're fixing our relationship to Hashgacha, to Hashem's divine providence, with everything from Hashem. So, the way I do that, how do I do that? It says, cut there. Wait. It says, we're accessing this beginning of Keser on Shabbos. Shabbos goes, you stop. You don't do anything. Let's ask it again. I'm waiting. You're waiting. What are you waiting for? Waiting for the next step, the next light, Hashem to help me. So I just stop. Everything stops. He says, take the Keser. 3 Yud K. He said before, each Kiddush of 3 Yud K. Yud Vav Dalet K Yud, and Yud Vav Dalet K Yud. Is the two higher levels, Chokhma and Bina. Rav Nosson explains Chokhma is theoretical knowledge, like the glimmering of an idea but not knowing how to apply it. Bina means knowing how to apply it. And Das means doing it, bringing it in so you're going to do it. Those are three. Das is just Yud K, because again, we're talking about reaching the lower level, the lowest part of myself. I can't give him a complete das. I just do my best. But as long as it stays in that place, it's very hard to put the, you know, the minute it's, the das is clear, the minute I get this quiet understanding, so, which is real yira, it's a real awe and fear of Hashem, means having a quiet understanding that really, really works for me. It's really focused, it's really clear, it's really pristine. So then, until I obtain this level, I really can't progress. I'm still in a place which is unclear. So when I'm in a place that's unclear, I'm in Malchus. That's my Malchus. That's my Nefesh of Bahamas. That's the animal soul is there. So I need to try to pick that up and shine in. For now, I can only shine in Yud K for that, just Yud and a Hey, without spelling it out so it's more filled with the aura. She says, so what you do is like this. You take the Yud K, you do 10 times Hey. Yud Vav Dalet, no, 20 times, right? Yud Vav Dalet, 20 times. Hey, Yud, 15. Right? 20 times 15 is 300. And then Yud Vav Dalet, time, hey, and hey. That's your hey. Right, there is a bechina, there is an aspect of the. So in a certain way it stays Yud K, but in a certain way the Das is Yud Vav Dalet Hey. Oh, she says 20 times Hey, Yud 20 times Hey, and Hey, still have Hey Hey with the Hey, which is right, 10. 20 times 10 is of course 200. And 20 times Hey Aleph, which is 6. 20 times 6 is 120. These three elements come out to be Keser. 620. So that's what you're thinking. Just looking at the cup. You hey. We want to be in a place You have to work to be in a place. Where what we do penetrates. I want to make a bracha, and I want that to mean something to me. Not just by rote. I want to daven, and I should connect to Hashem. Not just, that's what I'm used to doing. The author of Kelm puts it so well. He said, you take a 3-year-old, and he says, thank you. His thank you has no meaning. No meaning. He doesn't know what he's saying. He's educating himself with the same thing ourselves while waiting. But if we want it to have meaning, be real, if he means it, we feel it, we know it. We want to really connect, get this place of keser, so that I have the ability to bring light into my neshama. I want to be able to bring light into my soul. How do I do that? You have proper limits. It's very, very important. Proper limits. Very, very important. Now, the Yashiv made exact times. Everything was an exact time. And he was very careful. On the one hand, he was very, very filled with tremendous illumination. His family didn't even know. But when it came time for Sukkot, for example, he was learning in the Mishnah Berurah in his house, whatever he was learning, with a kind of song, a deep, joyous song that sort of evoked the holiday coming up. He said, what is it in 3 weeks? It was kind of a warning kind of song. He said, Rosh Hashanah was a song of majesty and judgment. And Kippur also was a song of judgment but mercy. It's very interesting because you really felt it strongly the whole holiday and how he was learning. Our whole house was saturated with this feeling. He said, so the kid, you woke up, you went to your school, you came home. That was basically their life, right? So he said, I grew up, I got married, I started going to other people's houses, and, maybe even yeshiva bracha, going here, going there. And they didn't have this quality. He said, I realized this is something unique. It's like very unusual. And he's able to fill and imbue the house with the quality of the time just from what he's learning. Like, he may not speak to you even, but you feel the light of the coming time coming in, entering. The light's coming in. That's an aspect of accessing keser. That's keser. It's a person, everyone's picked up, a person is in this high place. It's a crown, it feels a crown, it feels something, everything shining. That's a bechina that's called keser. So that's why you want Shabbos at least, you want to blow this light in. Keser, that means being willing to wait. Today, willing to wait. Willing to wait. You have to be willing to wait. Everything has to have a time, and I'm willing to wait. So Rabbi Yashiv, he was so careful with the time, so careful, that, in general, he, 2 minutes, someone always came in 2 minutes, his son in law, I think, came in 2 minutes before it was time to see. He saw people at 6:45. It was 17 minutes to 7. He said, he looked at his watch, he said, I have 2 more minutes. Continue learning with the same depth. 2 minutes, can't you start it? He stopped. Now, if it was necessary, if he had to, so that he would take off time. But he knew it was taking off time. Once a dying came to Rabbi Yashiv, and he started talking about a certain get, he had a question, whatever his question was. Rabbi Yashiv felt that from the beginning, it was a really, not the most intelligent question. It betrayed a lack. Yeah, this person knew a lot, but he missed something really essential. He just missed it. So he's very polite, they spoke. And he's speaking, and he's hearing about it, he's hanging about it, he's hearing about it, he's explaining. He spent an hour and a half on this until he goes, I get it. So Rabbi Yashiv was like, he's explaining the whole time. This is one, and this is what he explained here and there. So someone came into him, and I think he asked him, can he go somewhere or something, do something? He said, no, under no, like, certainly not. I already am not going to sleep enough today. Why? What happened? He said, this dying came and we spoke about the kid, and he wasn't really learning. It was like obvious. It wasn't really. He said, I'm not going to sleep. I have to make up. I'm supposed to learn now. So he's talking about a possible get and question that's like really real for someone. I can't just say goodbye. Said, but the time has to come back. I can't. He was really strong about making up the time, connecting to Hashem. It's the time of mourning. But Yashiv, when he lost his daughter, he was already, I think he was over 100 or late 90s, and nobody knew what to do. He couldn't sit on a low chair because he was afraid to get up. Getting up was very hard for him. afraid he wouldn't be able to get up. Sitting on a regular chair, he permitted, but he wasn't willing. So he stood. He stood. So it came time to, you know, he used to wake up every day at 2 in the morning. He woke up at 2 in the morning and started standing and learning with the studios that are relevant to morning. So what is he doing? Learning. Like, he's going to go like usual till the morning standing and learning. He's like in his late 90s, 98, whatever. Like, that's extremely dangerous. So they called his doctor, professor from the university. I think it might be Dr. Munter. Anyway, he said, he defies nature. And father, I found that there's no natural explanation for what he does. If he feels like he can handle it, just leave him alone. And every day, he got the cue and stood the whole time, went till the 6 in the morning minion, did his usual minimal 4 hours that he felt was like absolutely essential. That was him. That's what he did. Looking here, looking there, and just connected. Unbelievable. That's called Kesser. Person's reached a place where just somewhere, it's not really the world exactly. Not in the usual manner.